Welcome back to another quarantine edition of an Investor's Journey podcast. I am your host, Jonathan Barbera. And in this episode, I want to cover productivity. I want to cover how to become more productive during this time. So I've spoken to a lot of people that productivity is a big issue because we're all working from home. Right. So I want to make sure to cover some of the biggest problems, some solutions, and hopefully this kind of sets you up and gets you going on the right path to becoming more productive. Before we get into that, I do want to remind you guys that I've been doing a lot of interviews with local people that are killing it in their industry. So last week we had Adrian talking about multifamily. And he covered everything about multifamily, how he finds it, how he secures them, how he wholesales them, how he syndicates, everything. I mean, it was a very in-depth episode with a lot of information, so definitely check that out. We've had people on about owner finance, which is going to be a huge strategy moving forward. We've had digital marketing, which if you're growing your business or anything, especially right now, digital marketing is key. It is really the only way you're going to grow your business. You just need to be online. You need to be reachable. People need to be able to find you. So digital marketing, check that one out. And next week, we're going to have one on buy and hold. So we're going to be speaking to a local couple, Will and Veronica Pritchett. And they're going to be sharing how they, you know, having full-time jobs and everything, how they were able to grow their portfolios and become real estate investors and acquire everything that they've done. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be, all of these are live on our Facebook page. So go to Prime Homes on Facebook and make sure to find the event and register and everything for that. So back to this episode, I wanted to go over the being productive issue, because what's actually funny is that everybody is starting to have the entrepreneur's dilemma, right? And the entrepreneur's dilemma is that you are accountable to yourself. This is what's causing so many people to not be productive, and this is why so many entrepreneurs fail with their businesses, is because they're accountable to themselves. This means that you need to be responsible about when you work, what you do, how productive you're being when you're working. And people just simply, a lot of people just struggle with this. You know, it's a really big problem. And again, this is why so many businesses fail. And there's a lot of you that are finding yourself more at home and you're having to deal with pretty much this entrepreneur's dilemma, which is being accountable to yourself. How do you stay productive? So the problems that I've heard of is lack of focus, lack of direction. You're not sure what to do, right? You just don't know what's next. And you don't know what day it is. You know, every day feels like Sunday. Every day just blends into the next. And next thing you know, weeks have gone by and you don't know what just happened. You're so lost, so confused. So I wanted to share a couple solutions that have helped me, and I'm hoping that it also serves you and it helps you. So the biggest solution, the point to all these solutions is that you need to regain momentum. So that's what's happened, is you've lost momentum, and what's hard about it is that momentum cannot be created from one day to the next, right? Momentum requires constant movement. It requires consistency, and you cannot create momentum just like that. You understand? You can't just wake up one day fired up, ready to take on the world, and think that that one day is going to erase, you know, all these bad habits that you've created over the last couple weeks, months, whatever. You need momentum. You need consistency. So there are three keys to creating momentum. One is you must become intentional. So you have to become intentional every single day of your life. You have to be there. You have to make sure that you are becoming intentional with all of your actions. What this means is that you need to, right now, usually people say, you know, make a 10-year goal, 5-year goal, all this. Don't worry about that right now. Right now, we need to just build momentum. I want you to go out to 90 days. Make a 90-day goal. What is a project that you've been wanting to tackle? What is a skill you've been wanting to learn? What is a new strategy you've wanted to implement? Whatever it is, make a 90-day goal of it, right? Something that you can achieve in 90 days. Don't, you know, if you're broke, don't make it that in 90 days you want to be a millionaire. Be realistic. Be something that you can actually execute on, because if you set something that's too big and you know it's too big, you're going to lose momentum very quickly, because you're going to just kind of just lose that drive because you know you're kind of overshooting for something that is not realistic. So be realistic with this 90-day goal. This way you can stay pumped up and ready to go. So plan out this 90-day goal. Pick that project. What does that look like? And I want you to break that down into actionable steps. So take that big project and chunk it down. Break it down. All right, so in order for me to get here, where's the first place I need to start? Maybe it's doing research. Maybe it's contacting somebody that's already done it. Maybe you already know what the steps are and you have to do this first and that first and this, right? Break it down. Actionable steps, step by step. You're not going to hit them all, because there's a reason you haven't achieved this project or this goal, is because you haven't done it yet. So you're not going to hit all the actionable steps, because as you start, you're going to see that things are, you know, they're different, and, you know, there are other steps that you didn't see. But you need to be able to break it down where it doesn't become overwhelming, because it's the same thing. If you have this massive project and you never take the time to break it down into actionable steps, you're always looking at this massive project and you're not seeing, where should I be starting on this? What's that next step? You're not seeing that. You're just seeing this overall thing, and it becomes overwhelming. You know, it becomes so overwhelming that it paralyzes you. And then you're like, I'll do that tomorrow. You know, and then that tomorrow becomes weeks and months. So break it down. Actionable steps. Once you break it down, I want you to plan out with those actionable steps your next 30 days. What is that going to look like? And be realistic again. Don't be over ambitious by saying, you know, I'm going to kill it in this next week. No, give yourself a couple days to tackle each actionable step, right? Be just a couple days, whatever it may be, whatever those steps are, give yourself a few days. Don't be so over ambitious that you're going to kill it and set all these unrealistic expectations, because remember, you don't have momentum yet. So if you don't have momentum, you're going to struggle. So plan out the next 30 days, plan out your next week, and then keep in mind, again, these things will change, because as you go implementing these things, you're going to realize and you're going to see things that you didn't know you didn't know. So now that's going to modify this goal, and it's going to make it where it's like, oh, you know, I thought there were 10 actionable steps and there are actually 35 of them. You know, it's okay. The point is to gain momentum and to gain some clarity. You want to gain some clarity as to where you're going. You understand? And the 90-day goal, really, it's just to have you sit down and have a target, so you can start getting those mental juices flowing and thinking, okay, 90 days. All right, let me backtrack. What do I need? And all this. And it gets the juices flowing. But once you start actually implementing the 30 days and then the week out, and then you actually start taking action on these steps, it might actually take you a lot longer than 90 days, right? It might be something that's actually, shit, I didn't realize it's a huge project. This is going to be a huge undertaking. But now you've gained momentum. You're gaining clarity. So it doesn't matter whether you achieve it in 90, in 30, in a year. What matters is that you gain momentum and you achieve the goal. Just remember that you can never fail at something that you never give up on, right? The only time you ever fail at anything is when you give up. As soon as you give up on something, you failed. So you gotta keep that in mind, all right? So those are the changes. Become intentional. That was number one. Number two, we've all heard of morning routines, right? Everybody has morning routines and all of these stuff. Great. What I want you to start is not a morning routine. I want you to start an evening routine. All right. This is very, very important, especially when you don't have momentum. You need to gain momentum. You need to start with an evening routine. Why do you need to do an evening routine? Because when you don't have momentum, you wake up in the morning and maybe you didn't sleep that well. Maybe you're a little groggy. You know, you're just not, you have that residual laziness, I guess, from all this lack of not doing anything, right? So you have all of this already coming with you. So it makes it harder for you to get like pumped up and ready to go and tackle all these things. But if you do it the night before, if you say, hey, I want to in the mornings get up and I want to do some stretching, or I want to go out for a walk or a jog or a bike ride or work out, or, you know, read a book or do this course, whatever it is, right? I want to do this X, whatever that is. The night before, sit down and set it up. If you want to go out for a run, have your running shoes, have your shorts, have everything lined up, ready to go. So you get up, you don't think this is the purpose. The purpose is for you to get up in the morning and not to have to think. You get up, you take action, period, right? So you want to get up and go for a run every morning? Get up, put your shoes, put your shorts, whatever you need to put on clothes. Head out the door. Don't think. Don't think of, you know, oh, well, where are my shoes and what's this and how's the weather and none of that shit, all right? Don't think about anything. You already did all your thinking the night before, right? So if the next day there's a chance of rain, have your raincoat ready or get wet. You're not going to die from getting wet, all right? So have your raincoat ready. Do whatever you need to do to have that ready. You want a shake, prepare the shake the night before so you can get up and just chug it. Now you don't have to think about, oh, I got to blend this and put this. Remember, we want to make this easy to build momentum. So this is why you need to start the night before. You need to plan it out, do everything, download your thoughts. I mean, get a journal, get whatever, or your own planner, and download your thoughts, right? Like the night before, what are all these things that are going through your head? I should be doing this. I should be doing that. You know, oh, I had a great idea about my 90-day goal that I can do this, do that. Cool. Write it all down. Write it all down. Because if you do, you're going to sleep better at night because now that's not rattling inside your head of all these shoulds and wants and all this nonsense. Put it all down. It doesn't have to be in an organized format. It doesn't have to be anything. It will evolve on its own. You will be shocked by this, but it will evolve on its own. You don't need to overthink any of it. All you need to do is just execute. Download it and let it be what it is. It's going to handle itself. All right. But downloading all that, it's going to give you more clarity. It's going to help you understand like, man, you know, I actually did a lot today. Look at all this. Look at all my, you know, my action steps. This is another thing that I love doing at nighttime is what are three things that you did today that moved that needle forward? Right. Because there's a lot of times that because we're not documenting what we're doing and we're not writing this down and everything, there's a lot of times that you feel that you're going through the week and you haven't done anything. I do this. I feel like this all the time. Consistently, I feel like this, that I'm just not doing enough. But every time I look back on my notes and I look at everything I've been doing, I'm like, oh, actually, I did quite a bit this week. You know what I mean? I started this. I created this course. I created that program. You know, I recorded this episode. I edited those videos. And then you start realizing, you're like, oh, shit, you know, I've done a lot. And you could, that helps build on that momentum. So journaling helps. You know, if you don't know what to do, just write down, what are the three things I did today to move me closer to that goal? Whatever that looks like. I've read this book. I Googled some things. I watched a YouTube video on this. I, you know, listened to the podcast, whatever it is, but write it down because that's going to help you build that momentum. So number one, remember, be intentional. Number two, create an evening routine. So be intentional and create an evening routine. And number three, this is very, very important. Please don't underestimate this at all because it will affect you. And it's do not judge yourself. All right. It's very easy to beat yourself up and get down on yourself. Right. I'm a pro at this. It's something I've had to deal with over time, is that I beat myself up a lot. I demand a lot from myself, and I demand perfection, and I demand always be working, always be pushing forward, always be the best of me, because I do have a drive, which is we only have one life to live, and I don't want to waste mine. So because of that, I'm actually very, very hard on myself. And why this is important is that that doesn't do anything except kill momentum. Being hard on yourself, judging yourself, talking down to yourself, being critical, all that does is kill momentum, because it kills that joy, that motivation that you have when you're doing things. If all you do is put in all this work and then at the end of it, you're like, yeah, but you didn't do enough. Or yeah, but that wasn't perfect. And yeah, it gets to a point where you're like, shit, so why am I even doing this? Right? Like you feel like a failure at all times. So don't judge yourself, all right? Because you will struggle. You will. You don't have this momentum built. And again, like I said before, momentum does not occur from one day to the next. All right? Momentum takes a long time to happen. We've all seen the million memes out there or pictures or quotes or everything of like somebody maybe pumping a well, right? And there's nothing for the longest time. And then eventually you start seeing some water trickle out. And then all that effort, now you need a lot less effort to get the same consistency coming out, right? That is momentum. That is what we're trying to build towards. But until that water starts pouring out, it's just nonstop pumping. And you just don't know when that's going to happen. You understand? So you will struggle. You will stumble. You will feel stuck again, just how you're feeling right now. And these are the times when you need to stop and go back to this. Am I being intentional? Did I set my action steps? Do I have my goal of what I'm trying to shoot for? You understand? Am I setting my evening routines correctly? Am I executing in the morning? You got to go through these steps again and again and again. And it's okay. Because the whole purpose of going through these steps, this isn't like, okay, I sat down, I did my 90-day goal, right? I did my 30 and my weekly. And, you know, and I set up my evening routine. Okay, I'm done. Now the momentum is going to come. No, you're going to have to sit down and do that again. And again, and again, until that momentum builds, all right? So it's going to feel like Groundhog Day, right? Every day is just the same thing, but it's until you build momentum. For some of you, momentum is going to come faster than others. Depends on your goals, depends on how bad you're doing right now, but it will come. That's what you need to understand, and that's what you need to keep in mind, is that this will happen. You will get momentum. You will get unstuck. You will get focused and understand that direction and that path and that drive. You will get it. So stick to that. You understand? So like I said, you're going to feel stuck. You're going to burn out. That happened to me last week alone. I burned out last week. It was just something that I was like, I don't even know what I don't know. Like I was just fried, right? And I mean, it was just one of those weeks. And instead of being like what I usually have done is like, man, you know, this is so stupid. I got to get on this. I got to stop making excuses. All that would have done is delayed that loss of momentum to another week and another week. Instead, I was like, all right, you know, this was a tough week. That's just what it is. Cool. Reset. You know, let me just take this time. Let me reset. Let me set my priorities again. What are my goals? What are my action steps? What are everything? And then all of a sudden, this week, I'm back on it. You understand? Like nothing happened. So I'm picking up my momentum again. So this is always happening. This is always something you got to work towards, but you got to make sure you don't judge yourself. And the key to all this is just that, is what I'm saying, is consistency. You just got to be consistent with this. Every single day, every single evening, set that evening routine, execute the next morning, keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. All right. And when you stumble, cool. This is part of the process. You understand? It's like we've also heard that expression, you know, kids, when they're learning to walk, they fall a bunch of times. What are you going to tell them? No, you're too stupid to walk. Stop trying. You understand? No, you're going to fall. It's understandable. What do you tell them? It's okay. Clean yourself up. Get up. Let's try again. You got to talk to yourself like you're a kid trying to walk, because that's exactly what this is. You're building momentum again and you're learning to walk. So you're going to stumble. You're going to fall. Be compassionate. Hey, it's okay. Pick myself up. Dust myself off. Back to this. Okay. Am I being intentional? Am I setting my goals? Am I setting up my nightly routines? All right. So this is what's helped me. I really hope this helps you. I hope it resonates. And if you have any questions or anything that maybe you're feeling a little more stuck on in a certain area, or how do you get beyond this certain point, just reach out. Let's have us, you know, we'll brainstorm, we'll talk about it. I've gone through a lot of crap already, you know, because I always demand a lot of myself. I've owned my own business for quite a while, so it's been a struggle for a long time. That's why when this COVID thing happened, I haven't struggled as much as everybody else, because to me, this has kind of been my life for a while, right? Like I'm accountable to myself. I got to take action. I got to set these things up. So, you know, I haven't fallen as far as a lot of people, but I've still been struggling. And these are the things that I remind myself and I stick to make sure I'm moving forward. So comment below, share, like. If you found any value here, subscribe to our YouTube channel. It really helps us out. And just let me know what your thoughts are on this. All right. So I hope you guys are getting a lot of value out of this. And remember, Tuesdays, we have our live calls. So go to our Facebook page. And well, now just wish you guys the best of luck. Keep working, keep building that momentum. And I will catch you guys on the next one.